Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Get up, it's a get up show. Hey, it's the Simon Says Podcast. Sean and Charlie and Maddie here, and Charlie's on the phone because the kid at her house broke a plate, and he had to. You didn't have to admit it.
I did, because she would have found out eventually.
No, she wouldn't. You need to learn how to glue things back together and act like nothing happened, or take all the pieces and throw them away. You don't have to tell everything, man.
I'll have to show him that episode of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Where they break the lamp.
And the bust. The bust got busted.
And that one girl's face.
All right. You guys okay. Done?
All right. Goodbye. Thank you for breaking the plate.
Which one was it? Marsha's face?
Yeah.
See ya. Bye.
Football. Playing ball in the house.
That's right.
You are right, sir.
All goodbye. Right. Thanks. Better get a job. Pay for that plate. Hey, it's the Simon Says Podcast number 131, I think.
Yes.
Be sure you click a like and subscribe and those kind of things. And seriously, folks, if you break one plate, throw it away, no evidence. You wouldn't have noticed.
No. It was in two big pieces, so probably that would have been an easy cleanup.
Yeah, but do you think he would have been able to glue it back together?
No, just throw it away.
No, he'd have to just throw it away, and I'd be like, why do we only have seven plates?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you guys a quick story. When my grandmother was at her sickest, at the very end, she still would get up and go carve country ham. And she had this knife, this homemade knife. Yeah, that a guy in the neighborhood welded and put together. It was a brass handle, super sharp knife. It was like one of her prized possessions. You didn't mess with that knife. So one night, cousin Mark, which you have one too.
Your cousin Mark, yeah, not mine.
Cousin Mark and I were having a couple of Skull Busters, which are tall Budweisers. Mm-hmm. And we decided we'd saw on that ham and get us a few slices before bed.
Oh, sure.
You know, because that's what you do. You get some salty ham right before bed. So I got Mama's good ham knife.
Oh, no.
And I went over to this big old salty country ham sitting there on the counter where it always was. And I started cutting pieces off. And the way she would do it, you could read the paper through it. They were so thin.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to get a hunk of this. About that time, ding! The blade breaks off the knife and flies across the room and rings like a bell.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
What were the odds that this would happen when you were using it?
Right. Oh, that's exactly why you weren't allowed to touch it, because she had that premonition all the time that you're going to break her damn knife. So it rings like a bell. I pick up the pieces, wrap them in a paper towel, and hide them on top of the very tippity top of the cabinets. And the next day, you know, it's a little foggy. I said, hey, man, did we throw that knife away last night? And he goes, I hope you didn't. Then we call a welder up the street, this old man who's got a welding shop, and we take the knife up there covert, you know. She's looking for the knife already.
Of course she is.
She gets up that morning to
Where's my ham knife?
Exactly. And she's looking all over, asking us, did we see her knife? Did anybody do anything with her knife? No, I don't know, no. So we took it up the road to the guy to weld it back together, and he does a beautiful job. He walks out with it in two hands like this and presents it and says, whatever you do, don't ever use this knife to cut anything ever again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You saved our lives, sir. We love you so much. So come back and just set the knife on the edge of the
kitchen. Like, it was like, Grandma, it's been there the whole time.
Well, she goes, well, I even took the broom down beside the refrigerator looking for that knife. I don't know how it got here. And then the first thing she does, starts cutting ham with it.
Uh-huh.
And?
How'd it go?
It made it.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
She just had the touch.
She had the touch.
Yeah, because I was thinking you were going to blame it all on Grandma when it broke, weren't
yeah,
you?
I expected it to immediately break off in her hand and be like, oh, no, Grandma. Yeah.
That's
Mom,
awful.
What did you do?
You were going to?
No.
Yes, you were.
I didn't even think that far into it. I just wanted to get two pieces back to one.
Yeah, it was going to be all her fault when
Jeez.
It went flying across the room and cling clanging.
Because she was the sweetest woman you ever met in your whole life. You know, she was sweet to everybody. But you didn't want to mess with her.
I think we all must have a story of how we broke something and tried to hide it, just like the Brady Bunch's lamp
mm-hmm.
Or bust or whatever it was. When I was a teenager, I had a party at my house and we had stairs that went up and they had a little landing right beside them where mm-hmm. you could put, you know, just a decorative something. Mm-hmm. And my mom had
a cat tree.
A cat tree?
A scratching post.
No, that's not what we had there. Oh. We had it was a vase with a plant on top.
Uh-huh.
And when I had a party one time, someone was messing, I guess they were, I don't know, bungling down the stairs or something, and they knocked the whole thing down to the floor below and it smashed everywhere.
Oh no.
So I just took the artificial plant that had been in the vase and sat that back there with nothing underneath it.
Smart.
It was months before my mom noticed.
Months.
I did get away with it for a short period of time.
But as far as she knew, it just happened and she was pissed.
I don't know what happened to that. How someone stole your vase, Mom.
What about you?
I can't think of one right off.
Oh,
no?
Great.
I know.
All set up.
I know. I was the entire time, no offense, I was listening, but I was also trying to think. I don't really have one where I can clearly remember hiding a specific thing. I've done it 1,000 times, but nothing momentous. Like,
Maddie was a perfect child.
Of course
no, I definitely
was.
Wasn't. I'm just saying, I've realized that at some point I have washed out a majority of my memories as a child. So who knows?
I also had to glue back together some wind chimes because someone sat on them.
Well, of course they did.
Because I took them down and laid them on my bed so that no one would break them. And then someone went and sat on them.
Gee whiz. Yeah, you're not using wind chimes right if you sit on them and break them. No. It says when you read the instructions.
I was trying out a different wind.
You want to hear another one that's terrifying?
Sure.
This is when I used to go to Miami a lot. My cousin Pat down there, he was showing off. We had a bunch of people over, and his parents worked late. They worked for the airlines, and they both worked late. So it was nighttime, and he was showing off with this gun he had. It was like a long rifle. Oh. And he walks out into the living room with this rifle and he's showing off, and he didn't know that the last person who was playing with the gun had chambered around into this rifle.
Which is why you don't play with guns.
Exactly. We all learned a lesson. So he fires the gun, not knowing it goes through one wall into another wall.
Ooh.
And shatters this Coca-Cola mirror that they had when you're walking in the front door. So first thing, I mean, everybody's in shock, freaking out. Like, your dad's going to be home, you know, in the morning, and you're going to be in so much trouble. You know, he's going to literally kill you. What he did was he took the pieces of the Coca-Cola mirror, threw that all away. And then he got like spackle or something right then and fixed the bullet holes in the walls and painted it. And before his dad got home, the only thing missing was the Coke mirror, and nobody ever said anything about it.
I feel like he was prepared for this. In some way.
That's quick thinking.
How do you have your spackle at the ready and the perfect paint at the ready
and it
gets dry in time to paint it?
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know what the quality of the work was.
Right.
But you couldn't see a bullet hole.
If you weren't specifically looking like, hey, I think there might be a bullet hole here, you were just like,
my dad would have noticed everything. He was picky like that.
I guess in similar, I mean, we didn't really break anything necessarily, but in high school, some friends and I set my driveway on fire with gasoline.
Well, sure.
And then we blamed the giant burn spot on their friend's truck.
Oh. Yeah, like, real hot truck.
I think he's got an oil leak. It was like a massive spot. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let's build a fire in the driveway.
Well, it was part of a school project.
Were you writing your name in gas?
No, we were burning a clay character as part of...
A sacrifice?
No.
Voodoo?
Yeah, voodoo ritual?
Yeah, no, It,
did you have hair in a jar with a nail, and did you bury it in the yard after you shook it and screamed at it?
I wish we still had the video, though, because you could see, like, someone trying to light it, and it wasn't working, so the arm comes into the frame, and, like, immediately it fireballs and comes out of flame.
Yeah, gas ain't no joke. No. And I'll tell you another thing. If you've ever got a campfire, and you think it needs a little fuel... And you put gasoline in a styrofoam cup.
Don't do that.
That'll run right through there and burn up your leg and onto your arm. Just, you know.
On today's podcast, things you should not do, children.
See if these freak you out. Are you guys ready? Kurt Cobain has been dead longer than he was alive.
Oh,
that doesn't freak me out because he was so young.
He was 27.
Mario from Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
3 years away from the recommended age. For the check, the colonoscopy.
Oh, man.
Mario, jump, Mario.
We're the same age.
Not one person in the world knows your phone number by heart.
That's not true.
That's not true for me either.
I know yours.
I don't remember yours.
I don't know either of yours, but I know mine. And
yours is catchy. 336.
And yours has a 6 in it. I always remember that, but nothing else. What about certs? Did you guys ever love certs with retin?
I did. I liked the fruit flavor ones.
I liked the minty ones.
Was that the one that had it was like a white with a blue or whatever in the middle?
No, that was a Velamint.
Those were breath savers.
Velamint or breath savers. There were two kinds.
That's the one I liked.
Breath savers. Yeah. You remember Velaments? They were square. There was a square version.
Name, yeah.
Okay, certs. No longer exist.
Two mints in one.
They were taken off the market in 2018 because they were full of that good hydrogenated cottonseed oil.
Yeah.
You never knew.
That's what they call retin.
Zion, who was unborn when Lauryn Hill sang about him on The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Is now a father himself.
Oh, wow.
All right.
The first time Mr. T said, "I pity the fool," was 40 years ago.
Yeah, I believe that.
It's still weird to me because the 80s don't feel like they're 40 years ago.
No, not at all. When someone says 30 years ago, I think it's the 70s.
Totally.
Yeah. I still have that problem too.
It took me a long time because I started collecting stuff in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And the point of reference was the 50s was 20 years ago from that.
Yeah.
And that's not old enough. That wasn't old enough for me to keep things then. So... Now, what is the 50s, like 60 years ago?
Mm.
Holy crap.
Should've kept it, bruh.
I should have kept all that stuff. I'm an idiot. Yeah, Mr. T, 40 years ago, said, "I pity the fool." By the way, the A-Team is on every day lately on MeTV.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see some of the worst acting you've ever seen in your life, you will pity those fools. And poor George Peppard, he was so drunk. He was so drunk and just walking through it, chewing on a cigar the whole time. And he hated every minute of that because he was an accomplished actor.
Yes.
He was a big name. He was in Breakfast at Tiffany's. He was a big actor.
Yeah.
And now...
He had a plan.
Mr. T gets top billing on the show, his first TV show ever.
And he barely could speak.
Half of the cast of Friends get a senior discount at Denny's.
Oh, sure. No... Well, if it's 55.
It's 32 years since Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And we still don't have child shrinkers.
God, I wish we did.
What would you do with a shrunken kid?
Throw him in the yard.
To do what?
Play with the ants.
Here's some friends.
That's terrifying.
Go ride with the ants.
What would be the practical application for a child shrinker?
Depends how small. I mean, if it's not that small, but I mean, somewhat smaller.
Get them in free to movies and
get them in free
parks.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to feed them much.
Dryer.
I wouldn't have to feed them much. I'm hungry. Dang, I didn't go to the grocery store. I'm going to shrink you down. Here's a peanut.
Yeah.
I'm full.
Mom, I don't like peanuts.
Charlie Sheen, Eddie Murphy, Jim Carrey, Kiefer Sutherland, Flava Flav, Michael Jordan, Kid Rock, and Snoop Dogg are all grandparents.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Kid Rock had his kid when he was a kid, though.
Yeah, he's not as old as the rest of those guys. The youngest member of Pearl Jam
is 55, and that's older than the oldest member of the Traveling Wilburys in 1988.
At the time when they came out?
Yeah. Roy Orbison, in 1988, when the Traveling Wilburys came out?
He was 55.
Roy Orbison was 52.
And I thought he was so old.
He was so old.
Oh, I thought he was so old.
That was the oldest 52 you ever saw.
Look, man, I found out very quickly that certain numbers that I thought were like way old are not that bad once you start to get close to them.
Well, true. Like, Charlie's Roy Orbison's age.
Aw.
Well, I am.
You look way better than
he did.
Oh,
God, yeah. No doubt.
I sure as heck hope so.
Will you sing Pretty Woman? We're as close today to the year 1970 as 1970 was to the year 1918.
Oh, so many things changed, though.
Isn't that wild? My grandmother was born in 1918. Remember Kurt Loder?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's 16 years older than Ian McKellen, who was Gandalf.
Wait. But Kurt Loder was old when he was on MTV.
Billy Idol is the same age as Jerry Stiller when he was on Seinfeld.
Really?
they look identical.
I'll take Billy Idol, thank you.
They no longer teach cursive, dodgeball, or that Pluto is a planet in school.
No, Pluto's back.
I don't know. Is it back? Well, the textbooks aren't caught up yet.
Oh.
Do they use textbooks anymore? That's another
thing. No, they don't. They use Chromebooks.
Floppy disks, the Sony Walkman, Simon Game, Furby, Mousetrap are all in museums today.
Yeah.
The floppy disk is funny to me because I saw one of those the other day.
We had the Mousetrap game and we always lost a piece. Something was always missing.
Yeah. Well, they were fun pieces to play with. Like, you're going to miss one of those because I'm going to take that mouse and make my own game.
Right. And then the spring. I can use that spring for lots of things.
I never liked that game.
Yeah. I used to play with the little parts of the games. I never finished a game of Monopoly.
Like Bean Boozled or the Ants on the Ice or whatever.
What was the one? It was Ants in Your Pants.
Well, no. Okay. What was...
What?
There was a what? Oh, there was... Be careful, don't break the ice.
Yeah. You're mixing up...
I don't know.
What was the ants one?
You know, that bean operation.
Yeah.
No, there was one with beans.
Ants in Your Pants.
Beans.
And there was Cooties.
Which was the one with beans?
You remember?
Cooties?
Yes.
Wait. Was it called Perfection? The one where you had to, you turn the timer and you had to get all the pegs into their shapes.
Yeah.
Before
and then
it would popped
pop.
Out.
Oh, that was the beginning of all of our anxiety.
What was that one? Was it called Perfection?
I don't remember what the name of it was.
I think it was either Perfection or Concentration or something like that.
It was called, you know, Gonna Lose My Crap.
You know what my favorite one that my kid had was? Is the one where you fish with the it goes around
and
little fish like,
oh, yeah.
Or the shark like bites it.
Still have one of those.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Still have one that works.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
Yeah, those you'd lose a marble.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
Or you just break the thing off because you'd just be like slamming on it.
Oh, that's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh, that was the best.
You couldn't hit that thing hard enough. But I knew people that had these kind of toys.
You used to recreate them with your boards.
No. Yeah, you just had an imagination.
This is a Hungry, Hungry Hippo, I guess.
Be still, frog. We're playing a game. You're my friend.
You're my only friend,
wait, Hoppy.
Frog, why aren't you moving anymore?
Wake up, Hoppy. Well, Hoppy.
Hoppy. You're the marble.
Don't worry, I'll take you home.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I didn't know that you could do this, but a guy got a DUI on a motorized scooter inside Walmart.
I'm impressed.
Oh, wow. Wait,
but, again, guess the state.
Florida.
But, yeah, he was super drunk on the motorized scooter in the Walmart running into the displays.
Was he on
stuff.
His way out the door?
No, he was running into shelves and displays and whatnot.
And well, people.
But with the intention of going out the door.
They never said anything about that. He was motorized and moving while drunk in the Walmart, and I think that was enough to do it. He was so drunk, they put him on a stretcher, and they found his open bottle of vodka on the cart. On his scooter.
Oh,
I mean, he's
wow.
a pro, man.
Taking your vodka with you.
Yeah. Wait, is Florida one of the states where you can buy liquor in the grocery store?
Yes.
Is it?
I believe so.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think that's dangerous in Florida. I don't think you should be able to do
in
that.
In Indiana, you can buy it at the drugstore, like CVS. There's a whole
line
of liquor.
Do they have motorized scooters? Because
that's
a recipe for disaster.
I have a prescription for Jack Daniels.
No prescription needed, sir.
Well, then I'll take 2.
I just think that's neat. I mean, I really am impressed whenever somebody gets a DUI on something that you didn't know you could.
Yeah, like a motorized cooler.
But it wasn't even just the fact that we knew that you could get arrested on a motorized scooter because there was a guy who got busted, I think in Indiana, on the highway on one, pushing like a traffic cone down the left lane.
And that was one of those Walmart scooters.
Yeah. And there is a sign on the entrance to the highway that says, no horses. No pedestrians, no motorized scooters.
Are you serious right now?
Oh, yeah.
It does say that?
Yeah.
We don't have a sign like that in North Carolina. We can do anything we want.
Oh, no they fussing, have them in no Indiana. I know they used to.
No cussing, no fussing. Yeah, that's a new one. And they gave him an open container.
In
the store. Yeah, which, how does that work?
Well,
because he wasn't technically, I thought you had to be on the road to do any of this.
It's open container in public.
Or
but I'm talking about the DUI.
Right. Oh, well, the DUI, I don't really understand, but the open container, I do.
Maybe he got an OE, the OE, where it was an operating while intoxicated. So he's just operating something.
It says DUI for driving his scooter throughout the Walmart super drunk.
Was it his scooter?
No, it was a Walmart one.
Was it the Walmart scooter?
I think it was a Walmart one.
I don't know. They don't put the keys in them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how that works. I've never tried it.
It was his scooter, and he just rode right in the door.
Yeah, no, this does lead to more questions than we have answers for, so.
Well, mental note, I'm not going to test the boundaries of it, but
listen,
I could get arrested.
Just think, if you're so drunk, it's Sunday morning,
right.
And you're so drunk, you can't walk when you get to Walmart.
Uh-huh.
They've got scooters there for you.
No, see those, the shopping cart scooters?
Yeah.
That's different. I'm picturing him on
I'm thinking it was a shopping scooter, but
yeah,
again, we don't have
too.
Answers.
It sounded like he was doing some shopping.
What do you guys think about Elon Musk's dad?
I think he's a real neat guy.
Giant.
A-hole. Yeah, truly.
Well, so there was the whole thing about he likes Elon's brother better than him, but then there was a whole thing before that about him getting lots of women pregnant.
The old man?
He's spreading his seed around.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, is Elon.
He's got tons. Oh, that's true. Elon's got them all around the world, too. Elon Musk's dad says he's not proud of the guy who is the richest man in the world and might be right this minute. I don't know. He won't drive a Tesla. And he says, like you said, he's happy with his other son. He loves his other son. But he says that everybody makes such a big deal about Elon. Our family's been doing stuff for a long time. So what?
Well, I mean, that kind of is true. Elon Musk comes from a very well-to-do family. But and his brother's a restaurateur?
Yeah.
But still, that's just like this man just flat out says that. Like,
yeah. And it's like that. This is world famous people you're talking about. It's not like he's not going to get wind of that.
Yeah. But he probably already knows.
Everyone's family's different. I mean, they have a different way of saying I love you.
They have a different dynamic.
It's crazy. He says that Elon needs to take diet pills and that his younger brother, Kimball, is his pride and joy. You know, it's insulting and then hurtful and then insulting again.
Yeah, and just says it out to anybody because he does not care. Yeah.
Hey, Mom, if you need to tell me something, let's go ahead and get that out of the way. I know my sister's real cool. Pretty sure that's the favorite.
Yeah. I kind of don't need them to say anything.
You don't need them to say it?
I'm definitely not the black sheep of the family.
I'm the favorite.
Not me.
Are you?
Well, I'm the baby, so.
Oh, well, the baby's always a favorite. Yeah, my sister's a baby, too, so yeah, she's a favorite.
She's the baby, and she stayed up north. I've been away for so long that I think they like seeing me. They get excited to see me.
We rebuke thee.
Because they know you're going to leave.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, that might be why they all are excited to see me.
Don't worry, Maddie's sister. When he leaves town, you get all the attention again.
Yay.
We have to share with him for just a couple of days, but
we can't stand it.
But you get it all the time.
When are you leaving again?
Britney Spears went to a bar the other day.
With her shirt on?
Yes.
Wow.
With her pants on?
Britney Spears, 40 years old. She went to a bar the other day. It was her first time ever walking into a bar in her entire life.
Didn't she go with someone famous?
I don't know the answer to that.
I thought I saw that.
I believe that because she was never allowed to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
She was whisked to this place and whisked to that place and had things brought to her, you know, when she wasn't being held undercover. I mean, she's never had to walk into a bar.
Do you think you would recognize Britney Spears if she walked into a bar you were at?
Absolutely.
I would be like, that trashy girl looks just like Britney Spears.
Hey, be nice.
I'm just saying. She's a mess, you guys.
You know,
I feel like she's one that if you saw her, like, just if she walked in, like, just like nothing else was going on, I don't feel like it would flag for me.
I think I would, because someone who's trying to look like Britney Spears would be all put together.
Yeah, done up.
And current Britney Spears is a hot mess.
I think I'd recognize her because we have history.
Well, then, you know, what's funny is there was Brad Pitt showed up to this comedy show, but he was wearing a bucket hat, and it was actually still during the mask time. No one really recognized, you know, thought anything of him because he was wearing this dumpy bucket hat and whatever. But of course, he takes his mask off, and it was like, okay.
Well, if you took his mask off immediately, you'd know.
Well, that's like when Mick Jagger was here in town and went and had a beer at a bar in Charlotte, right in front of everybody. What was it, the Thirsty Beaver?
Yeah, it's this little bitty dive bar that's really close to the stadium.
Now, we don't know the setup on the picture. It's Mick standing there with some civilians around him, and he's drinking a beer. But he could have had a mask on right before and right after that and drank the beer and got the hell out of Dodge.
I just think there weren't very many people there to begin with and that it was like, oh, dude, cool.
So I met Britney when she was 16 when she had that Hit Me Baby One More Time song.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just this little bitty innocent child. And the first thing she did when she walked in the studio was we had a scale in there, mm-hmm. like a bathroom scale.
Oh.
First thing she did was got on it and weighed herself.
Sure.
I was like, you know, you're too young to worry about that.
No, little do you know.
She was 40 years old first time she walked into a bar. Do you guys remember the first time you went in a bar?
Well, I mean, on my own without my parents.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't 21.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I wasn't either.
I won't say the name of the place.
But... So in North Carolina, I don't know how it is in New Hampshire, North Carolina, it was the whole 18 to get in, 21 to drink. We didn't have that in Indiana. You had to be 21 to even set foot in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely had a fake ID the mm-hmm. first time I ever walked into a bar.
Yeah. Well, we didn't need them because we knew everybody at the bar in Henderson, the famous bar. So I was drinking in there during high school. So my first time walking into a bar and enjoying a beverage was junior year, I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I feel like I went on a school trip where we got in somewhere where no one got carded.
Oh, and if you ever go to Europe, clearly, there's not really the same kind of drinking ages.
I see, I was 21 when I went to Europe.
I was 14 the first time.
Yeah, I really don't remember what the first bar was I went into, but it must have been in college because that was when I first got my fake ID.
I only went to, like, I didn't get a fake ID, although we did try to make them by hand, but it didn't turn out well. But we never got, like, we didn't have fake IDs and stuff.
No, I didn't know.
You maybe got lucky that someone's had an older sibling.
Yes.
Who kind of looked like somebody, or, you right. know, we were right on, there was a college campus, so sometimes, like, somebody would lose an ID and we'd yeah. snag it. You know, like,
but that's awful. You wouldn't turn it in?
No.
Oh, no.
We were the townies.
You'd find your friend who looked the most like that person, and they went and bought you liquor.
Hey, yeah. man, good news.
I was a townie, man.
Guess where we're going? So, crime does not pay, and you might have to get rescued. This was at Crabtree Valley Mall in Raleigh. Y'all ever mm-hmm. been there?
No.
No.
Man, that was the mall. That was like Hollywood back in the day. It's mm-hmm. a big mall in Raleigh, and if you got to go to Crabtree Valley Mall, get ready to spend the whole day, you know, because you went in every store.
For sure.
And it was like three or four levels, and they had all the fanciest restaurants there. And next to Crabtree Valley Mall is Crabtree Creek. And it's famous because every time there's more than a little bit of rain, that thing floods. It looks like rapids. It's just so, it'll flood way up all around in the back parking lot of Crabtree. It'll get flooded, everything.
It's like Buffalo Creek in Greensboro.
So there's this guy who was doing a lot of shoplifting at Crabtree Valley Mall.
A lot? Like not just...
He was picking up some stuff, man. Yeah. He was doing good. And the cops got onto him. He ran out of the mall and then jumped into the woods and fell right into Crabtree Creek and had to be rescued. The cops and the firefighters had to come and save him from Crabtree Creek while he's being chased for shoplifting.
He apparently did not steal a kayak or a life jacket.
I always love when somebody has to get rescued from their crime.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you hear all the time about the people who get stuck in the vents at a like they're trying to break into a restaurant,
they fall through the ceiling,
or breaking into a house, get stuck in the chimney, or like I think if you have to get rescued from a crime, I think it's the best thing ever.
Well, what do you think if you think you've gone through that? Like this guy was probably terrified for his life. He fell into the raging creek there and had to be saved. Should they say, "Nah, I think you've learned your lesson. Don't ever shoplift again. Go on home and dry off."
No. I think that's just something for everybody there to kind of laugh and point for a little bit.
I think they should be charged for the rescue mission.
Yes.
Now, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. Hey, have you guys gotten a Choco Taco now that you can't get one?
No.
Nope.
Have you ever had one?
No. Nope. I probably have at some point, but it's not like my favorite. Again, that's not my go-to. So it was never even on my radar to get one.
It was a good humor item up until like 1983 or 1985. When Klondike bought it. So I remembered having them like from the ice cream truck or whatever when I was a kid, when I used to make myself eat ice cream. And I was like, that's not a Klondike thing, but that's how old that is in my memory. It was the 80s, early 80s.
When I was little and the ice cream man would go by, I always got a Rocket Pop.
Yeah.
I was laughing. Those. I saw a kid get an ice cream from an ice cream truck the other day and he got the Spider-Man. And I just want to let everyone know they have not perfected the character ice cream pop at all.
Oh,
it is
God.
Still a hot
it's
mess.
So
of,
terrifying.
Oh, look at Spider-Man, I think. But yeah, I it's one of those things. Like I was always drumstick or the strawberry shortcake bars.
I got a
really
push up
those.
A lot.
Yeah, I never liked a push up, but I would eat them. I think Choco Taco might have been it, but I don't have to worry about that ever again because the ice cream man will not come to my neighborhood no matter what.
Mine started coming in March.
It's weird. I hear an ice cream man somewhere nearby often.
It's a prank.
But sound I never carries. See him.
Let's do the old celebrities that are hot real quick.
Oh, so someone put a list together on the internet. I'll start it. Do you want me to start at the top?
Sure.
At one. So the hottest one, and maybe they're not by any ranking, but Viggo Mortensen, 63. He was in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Wouldn't know him if he
was attractive. I don't know what he looks like now.
If he fell on me, I wouldn't know him.
Jane Seymour.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's. Yeah. What was it? One of the last things was Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, yeah, that's
where
right.
Where she was in her bra.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Elvira.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, I mean.
She's not Elvira anymore. She retired.
Cassandra
that.
Peterson.
Yeah.
Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals.
Absolutely.
She's 63.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Bruce Campbell from Evil Dead.
Really?
Yep. He's 64.
Interesting. Is he hot?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he was in the Doctor Strange movie, the new one.
Okay.
Was he?
Yeah, he was the pizza ball guy who hit himself in the face. Sally Field, 75.
She's beautiful.
I can't really place seeing her recently.
She's cute, though. She's super cute.
Always had a crush on her.
Susan Sarandon is 75. Yes.
She's 75.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is interesting because the one that I think is still blazing hot is Helen Mirren at 77.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I didn't realize she was only 2 years older than Susan Sarandon.
She's so cool.
She's got such style.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, she's so British.
Tell me some of the other men.
Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
Why does he talk like that all the time?
He's so
now?
Rough all the time.
I don't remember him
like
having that distinct underbite.
Out now. Yeah.
I don't remember him having that like in the Fabulous Baker Boys. I wonder what happened.
Stanley Tucci, 61.
I don't think he's attractive.
Italian on
both
sides.
People love him.
Oh, no. I love his show.
Yeah. I like him, but I don't find him attractive.
Harrison Ford, rocking in at 80.
80.
He's getting a little crotchety.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
80 years old. Wow.
Pierce Brosnan is 69.
He is still very attractive.
Yeah, he's held up nice.
The Clune, 61.
Well,
that's not that old.
The Clune.
That's not that old.
He's over 60.
That's not that old, man. He's
wicked old.
No, 60 is the new...
And
40.
Then Captain Reverse Mortgage himself, Tom Selleck at 77.
Well, of course. 77. Everyone loves Tom Selleck.
Gee whiz. Magnum's almost 80.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could stop time, you know, and then go to the bank and take all the money out of it and then start time back up.
Start time again.
And I don't care about Tom Selleck anymore once I get all that money. So, hey, be sure that you like and subscribe. And next time, we're going to have your phone calls on this podcast. So be sure you give us a phone call to have on the podcast by calling 336-373-0987. Click a like and stuff if I didn't say that already. And listen to us on the radio at 987simon.com. Got Bet You Won't Play It Friday coming in a couple of days. That's always fun. How about it, Charlie? What's your final thought?
No drunk driving of motorized scooters in the Walmarts.
Who knew? What about you?
Be careful with Mama's good ham knife.
Too soon. All right, next time.
Bye.
Get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.